Thank you, Chair. Thank you, delegates, for your comments. On the issue of local ownership and ensuring sustainability, I think we see that more and more teams are considering this as they plan projects. For example, we had one recently where they sent someone to temporarily work in the region with the local partners so that they could work on a day-to-day basis and encourage them taking ownership of the actions afterwards. So we are seeing more and more ways where teams are considering how to do this better and having better results as a consequence. On joint actions and partnerships, so I think, as I mentioned, there are more, these are being considered as well in project planning. So for the development account projects, which we undertake quite a few of, now joint actions means that you do have to justify more what is the benefit of joint action instead of just, you know, having a list of partners that you will work with. You do have to justify why it's beneficial to work together. You have to define joint outputs, joint outcomes. So we are seeing, you know, more work in the planning, but hopefully better results as a consequence. And on mainstreaming as well, I think we are seeing definitely progress, not just on gender mainstreaming, but on other environmental sustainability, on human rights-based approaches. So TCS, the Technical Cooperation Section of UNCTAD, recently revised their checklist for projects development and introduced a new checklist where teams do have to consider a number of things to do with the number of questions on environmental sustainability, on human rights based approaches and disability inclusion. So we are seeing a lot of changes in that regard. And on why ECDE was included this year, well, for next year again, I mean, we had the same question to subprogram 4. So we did consider combining the ECD evaluation and subprogram 4 next year, but we were told that we might not have the subprogram 4 evaluation next year. It might be postponed to 2026. And from the ECD team, we were given the impression that the donors did still want an evaluation report in early 2025. So we did discuss this, and we decided to include it in the plan. So we would start potentially in November and have a report by March 2025.
On ECDE,
mm-hmm.
But then the subprogram